What's up, Survivor fans? Was this a predictable episode or not? You tell me. Survivor Season 34, Episode 10. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It's my favorite. You're tuning into
the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV.
Awesome. So I'm so excited to have you guys in the chat. Season 34, episode 10 of Survivor. I am Timothy Michael. I'm going to be your lead host. Paige is not available tonight. Neither is Dominique or Michael, but I miss them. And let me know what you guys think of me as lead host tonight. I'm going to be depending on you guys in the chat just to keep this conversation going. I'm going to be interacting with you guys quite a bit. So let me know what you think of the episode. I'll break down topic by topic. And let's get to chatting. It's going to be fun. So let's start. Survivor, title of the episode, It's Not a High Without a Low. Just a quick recap of last week's episode. Zeke went home. Tell me how you guys felt about that. I actually just found out, and don't murder me on the chat, you guys, about Survivor Ponderosa on YouTube. Anybody out there who doesn't know about it, it is the kind of behind the scenes thing of after the Survivors get voted off the island, and they kind of stick with them for the 2 days kind of after, right after elimination, and then going into the next day and seeing how they're adjusting. And I just figured this out. I know, I'm terrible. Hey, everybody, Shianna, 123, Amari, Timon, Eric Olin, thank you guys so much for, you know, coming in with me. Right, back to Ponderosa. Zeke lost like 14 pounds. If anybody out there wants to lose some weight, go on the Survivor diet. That it would include rice and immunity challenges. And I just thought it was interesting how right after you get voted off the island, you go straight to doctors, which I'm like, I'm glad that they are, you know, caring about their contestants. But if I had just got voted out, I'd be like, I don't want to talk to doctors. I just want to go take a shower and go to sleep. Like, I have no patience. And they're sitting here trying to take temperatures and weigh me. And I'm like, whatever. Speaking of weighing, Zeke lost 14 pounds. And I was like, that's insane to do in 29 days that he was voted off. Yes. So I just thought Ponderosa was amazing. I didn't get to watch all the other ones because I was a little busy today, but I will start watching them, and I'm hoping to incorporate Ponderosa more into our chat here at AfterBuzz, just because I think it's a pretty integral part of the show, and it answers questions that we've always had, like what happens to these guys after, you know, they get voted off. Are they angry? Are they sad? Are they mad? But let's get into tonight's episode. So right after Tribal, Zeke goes home. Brad told Ty that he voted for him, which I thought was interesting because I guess Ty would have figured it out sooner or later, but I guess it would have been worse if Brad had lied to him. But that was like a kind of a broken trust. And this brings me back to our question that we had, you know, last week when we talked about, you know, Brad, Sierra, and I can't remember who it was right now, but they voted for Ty. And I felt like those were wasted votes. And did you guys feel the same way? I know a lot of people that left comments in the last episode said they weren't wasted votes. Some people said that they needed to build up trust with the other alliance. And it was just mixed reviews. So let me know what you guys think about them voting for Ty and Brad really putting himself on the line, because he did break that trust. I thought that they had a pretty good kind of relationship, him and Ty, and you know that I don't know if Ty's going to be able to forgive him after that, but they didn't really address it, because then they went straight into Sierra and Sarah's conversation. But before that, they brought up Sari, and she was saying how they need to break up Sierra and Brad. Now, if anybody knows me, I have been rooting for Sierra for the last couple of weeks. So obviously tonight's episode was a little bit harder for me. But Sari wanted to break up Sierra and Brad, and that was the initial conversation. This is what I always talk about with this foreshadowing in Survivor. Like, they always talk about in the beginning, somebody who might be going home. And so what they were worried about was they have to break them up, because then those two can't convince other people to switch or to flip sides. How did you guys, thank you, Shanna 123, Troy also voted for Ty along with Brandon Sierra. Still, I think it was wasted vote, Shanna. I don't understand why they did it. You guys, give me some theories. But that was last week's episode. Let's move on. Breaking up Sierra and Brad. Now, do we feel like Brad and Sierra are a power couple in this? Because I feel like they are. I feel like Sierra, I felt like they both started equally, and then Brad was kind of like up there, just because he was a man and he was stronger. I know this sounds really misogynistic, but this is just the way I felt. But then Sierra was kind of getting into it, and she started like strategically playing. And then I was like, oh, Sierra's somebody to look out for. So then I felt like it was more Sierra and then Brad. And that's the reason why I like them. I don't know how you guys felt about that, but I can understand why Sari would feel the need to break up that pair. Thank you, Wolf M. I do have questionable favorites, Debbie and then Sierra. Wait, why do you think that Sierra is a questionable favorite? What's wrong with Sierra? I thought, oh, maybe because Chelsea M90 thinks Sierra was one of the cocky ones, and whoever is overconfident, they get the boot. I disagree with you, Chelsea M. I think that... Sierra was a little confident in one point, but I don't think that she was as overconfident as other players. So I don't think, yeah, I didn't, I felt like maybe, okay, here's my theory. I feel like before she was on the bottom, she was a little overconfident. And then as soon as that flipped, then she was all, oh, I'm throwing Hail Marys out there. I'm willing to work with anybody. So I don't know if it was more of a fake thing. Or yes, exactly. Floral capacity. Sierra was cocky because she got humbled real quick, which like, right. I agree. Which was nice. And you know, Sarah needed to do the same. Sarah, once again, I don't feel is as cocky. I feel like we've had some cocky people on this show, you guys. And I feel like these two women aren't, or didn't, well, Sierra didn't, Sarah aren't doing it as much as other cockier players. I just don't feel that way. But those are just my thoughts. So speaking of Sierra and Sarah, Sierra was getting really close to Sarah. She says that she, you know, felt burned by her with the last vote. And then Sierra told Sarah about the legacy idol. Now, you guys, this is a pretty key point. Do you guys think that Sierra should have told Sarah about the legacy idol? And just in case you guys didn't know what it was, it's an idol that at six people she can play, only at six people. And then if she gets voted out, she can will it to somebody. And she says that would be Sarah. Now, when this first came out in the beginning of the episode, I was like, if she told me that, I would be like, okay, well, I'm going to vote out Sarah. I'm going to vote out Sierra. If I was Sarah, I would be like, I'm going to vote out Sierra, just so I can get that legacy advantage. I mean, wouldn't anybody think that? So I was a little, I didn't agree. To answer my own question, I did not agree that Sierra told Sarah about this legacy idol. And obviously it backfired on her, but we will talk about that. Now, let's get into the reward challenge really quick. Sarah the Snake. Desi girl, you're brutal. Brutal. Thank you, Eric. I'm glad that somebody agrees with me. Bad idea by Sierra. Yeah, and that actually might have sent her home, you guys. This might have been the nail in the coffin for her. This could have sent her home. And I think once she, you know... watches these episodes at home, she will realize that was her biggest mistake. Sorry, Sierra. I was rooting for you, girl. I was. Let's go to the reward challenge, because this was a really key part of Survivor. As you guys know, they do the American barbecue. I think what I love about the barbecue is that, obviously in the preview, they show that it was going to be a loved ones challenge, but I always love how they pair the loved ones challenge with like a barbecue, because when you think of barbecue, you think of family. And I just thought it was interesting that, you know, it's burgers, hot dogs, and cupcakes, and loved ones. And then everybody starts crying. Oh my goodness. I want to know how you guys would feel if you were away from your loved ones for 30 days. I know some of you in the chat would be like, I would love to be away from my loved ones for 30 days. Some of you probably have kids and they're like, I just can't deal with my kids right now. I just want to be away from my loved ones for 30 days. But then you do go away for 30 days and you're like, I just want to be with them. And I feel like the stress of this game is so high that you're like, I would rather be with two screaming children, one on my hip and one grabbing onto my leg for 18 hours out of the 24 hours out of the day, than be on point 24 hours, 7 days a week with these people who are scheming to get me out. That's just my perspective on it. I would love to hear you guys talk about what you guys would be doing with your loved ones, who you would want to see. I would probably want to see my fiance Drexel, who is in the chat. Thank you for watching. And I probably would be like Sarah, who just breaks down on the floor, on the sand, just because I'm just, you know, just a sappy person. And I just love love and emotions. And that's just how I am. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. Paige, you guys, Paige is in the chat. Paige, my co-host. Yes, I know Sheena, 123. I see her. Sheena, sorry. She's stuck at work right now. So sorry I wasn't able to make it. I'm killing it. That's what Paige says, you guys. You have to like me now. Paige, I'm so glad that you're in the chat. I feel your support. Thank you. So back to the reward challenge. So Sarah has her husband, Wyatt, who was kind of hot, you guys. I don't know if anybody peeped that, but Sierra did, which only made me like Sierra more because I'm glad that she was the one who called it out. I'm glad somebody did because he was hot. I was like, oh, Sarah has a son and her husband who is very attractive. Andrea's mom, Linda. I love when they give these like tidbits about these players who we've grown to know. She had a sister that died in high school. And she was a troublesome child, obviously probably because of her sister Jerry's death. But this is another reason why, in the end, I was questioning why they didn't vote out her, because she's only building up her resume with this whole sympathetic story. Do you guys know what I'm saying? Like, she could be sitting at the end going, I was a strong player, I was a strategic player, and my sister died in high school. Now, I know it's terrible to say, to play that card, but they do it all the time, you guys. I mean, I'm just thinking as a Survivor player. It's not like a personal thing. Aubrey got her sister Carrie. Sierra got her dad Dan, who was a preacher tonight. He was saying how you have to be thick-skinned, because he was like, the game of Survivor teaches you in life that you have to be thick-skinned, because in life, no matter how, you know, far you get, somebody's always trying to knock you down. And I was like, preach, because if anybody out there doesn't think that that's the truth, it is. And then it just went rolled right into Michaela and her mom, Candy. And, you know, we know about Michaela and, Sarah and Wyatt are married. Yeah. Oh, you don't think Sarah and Wyatt are married? Oh, I thought they were. Boyfriend, husband, significant other, whatever. But thank you for calling me out. Sierra's dad, Dan's saying just goes right into Michaela, Michaela and Candy's mom, because Michaela always talks about her, you know, financial hardships with her mother. And I just thought it was, you know, interesting, because he said, you know, no matter how far life takes you, you know, it's always going to, no matter how far you get in life, it's always going to take you, try to take you down. And that's exactly what happened with those two. And I was hoping that Michaela would have gotten some time alone with her mom, because I feel like this game is really getting to her mentally. What do you guys think? I mean, I think once this challenge ended, we saw that come out. But I'm actually fairly happy that it didn't hit her as hard, but we'll talk about it. Troy Zan's brother, Todd, Ty's husband, Mark, that was really nice to see. Brad, I really need to talk about this, you guys, because Brad brought his wife, Monica, and Monica already played this game. She looks beautiful, by the way. Monica's always been beautiful. And Blood versus Water. And I feel like it was, if he had won, which I'm, you know, obviously that happened, he has a key kind of resource in her, because she's already played this game. And sometimes you just need that outsider's perspective, but you can't really trust these people in the game. But you know who you can trust? Your wife, who is sitting right next to you. So I'm glad that we can explore that a little bit more later. And then Sari brought her son, Jared, who just graduated high school. And I thought that was very nice. And they were very close. One thing that I wanted to ask you guys, specifically the guys in the chat, have you ever, when you were 18 years old, and think about it, some of you that might have been yesterday, today, some of you might have been last year, some of you might have been 10 years ago. When you were 18, were you really close with your mom? Or did you have like that, you know, butting of heads, teenager, you know, rebellious kind of thing? I wasn't very close to my mom, but I was very close to my grandmother. So that was my female role model. But I loved seeing that kind of relationship. And we'll talk about that later. So reward challenge: tethered in a groups of three. You have to swing, climb over a table, untangle the rope, get a key, unlock a box, sandbags, knock down the targets. Easy. I say easy, but I don't mean easy. Team one is Brad Culpepper, Aubrey, Andrea. Team two, Sari, Troy, Zan, Sierra. Team two, Sari, Troy San Sierra. Team 3, Ty, Sarah, Michaela. Be patient with me, guys. Initially, I was like, Team 1, Culpepper, Aubrey, and Andrea, strong team. Right out the gate, I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty strong. Aubrey might not be the most physical player, but she can handle her own. So up and over, Ceree was struggling a little bit. Wasn't surprised there. Digging under that log thing and squeezing under, I was like, okay, that's pretty hard. Team 1, they had a pretty significant lead after that. And then they went into the blocks. And Culpepper obviously knocking them down. Team 1 was in the lead the whole time. And then put a football player to knock down the blocks. I was like, easy, done. They won, obviously. And then Michaela got a little angry. Obviously, rightfully so. I thought she was going to hold on to a little bit longer, but she didn't. How did you guys feel about that? Speaking of, Donna Jackson comes right in. Do you guys think Michaela's going home next week? I have a feeling she is because she's a little cocky and looks like Ceree might go behind Michaela's back and ties. That's a good prediction, Donna. We'll get back to that in a little while just because I want to talk about the rest of the episode before we go to the preview for the next week's episode. So obviously it's game changers. They have to now, they get their loved ones. They get to go to the barbecue. Now they have to pick one person to join them. They always do this. I thought, and I want to hear from you guys on also, did you guys think that it was going to be a little different this time? Did you guys think that it was going to be maybe the three of them can sacrifice theirs and then everybody else gets their loved ones? Or do you think it was going to be one person from the three who has to sacrifice their loved one and then sacrifice themselves for one other person? You know what I'm saying? I just thought it was going to be a little different. It was pretty basic for a reward challenge. I mean, a loved ones challenge. And then they pick Ceree, and then they pick Sarah. Ceree obviously has her son. Sarah has her husband or boyfriend. Wolf called me out. I don't know if they were married or not. Significant other, we'll call him that. And then Andrea shouts out says Michaela will get over it in the one-on-one interviews, which I was like, oh, will she or will she not? I don't know. What's going on in the chat? Because Michaela and Sarah wanted to keep Zeke, but Andrea, floral capacity is all in it. Michaela and Sarah wanted to keep Zeke, but Andrea and Ceree wanted him gone, so it was in Aubrey's hands. Wish they would have shown that confession in the episode. It would have made it interesting. Yes, Paige, I do agree with Drexel as well. Aubrey has done a good job flying under the radar. I'm just worried that Aubrey, and let me know how you guys think about this, that she's flying too under the radar for only 9 days left, and I feel like once she gets to the end, she's not going to have anything to say. You know what I mean? Like, if I was in the final three with her, if I was in the jury, I wouldn't vote for her because she hasn't done anything. She needs to make a move. Davey obviously probably disagrees with me. Aubrey is dangerous, but she hasn't been playing the game that much compared to her first time. Thank you. Okay, maybe half disagrees, half agrees. Chelsea M does agree with me. Chelsea M, me and you are connected tonight, my love, that she does think that she's flying way too under the radar. I agree. At the barbecue, Brad is talking to Monica, which I thought was awesome. Use that resource. And she says Michaela would be ready to flip. Which, back at camp, I'm glad that, you know, Troyzen and Sierra were trying to flip Michaela and Ty to, you know, maybe work with them because, you know, they feel butthurt about not winning the Loved Ones Challenge. And then Sierra says if anybody is in the three with Andrea, they won't win. Which I thought was a pretty good, prediction because I was like, yeah, that she is a pretty good player, but at the same time, it's Sierra versus Andrea, and Sierra's smart enough to know that. So, I mean, she kind of puts it out there. She's like, you could either vote with the group for Andrea or vote for Brad. And then we get into the immunity challenge, which just flips things all around again. Immunity challenge. Let me know how you guys felt about this. A new challenge, which I thought was super cool because we haven't seen one of those in a long time. I was hoping that maybe for Game Changers they would have all new challenges. That would have been really cool. Because this one, they have to balance on a perch with a buoy between two handles, and then they can't drop the buoy, and then they can't fall off the perch. Do we think that was an easy challenge, or do we think that was a harder challenge? Because at first I was like, oh, this is going to be easy. They've done harder challenges. And then within 18 minutes, people are dropping off one by one by one, and it's down to three. It was down to Michaela, Ty, and Brad. Now, Michaela, I felt, really needed to win this. Ty, we all knew, was going to do good on this challenge because, you know, he's always been very very balance worthy. He's very good with balancing challenges. So I thought he was obviously knew he was going to be in the top. And then Brad, I was surprised because he usually goes pretty quickly in these challenges. But then he wound up winning. So that kind of puts a hole in the other alliance's plan, which was Andrea, Aubrey, Ty, Michaela, Sarah, and Ceri, because they were going to vote out Brad. So initially it was Brad or Andrea. That's the two names that were floating around throughout the episode. Then Brad wins immunity. Now we have to reshuffle. After the immunity, and this is what I was talking about, they were planning on Brad, but now they're switching to Sierra. How did you guys feel about them going for Sierra or Brad first, but since he won immunity, that they were going to switch to Sierra? Because I agreed with them, you know, going for Brad, but then I look at, and everybody in the chat is saying that Andrea is a triple threat. And I agree with you guys. I think that, you know, she has a very, and Paige loves Andrea. I think that Paige really wants Andrea to get to the final three. So I wanted Sierra to really get to the final three. So we would have disagreed, if she was here, but we could just disagree in the chat, my love. I just think that, you know, it would have been more beneficial for them to send Andrea home because she is a triple threat. And look, Paige just, you know, clocking people in the chat with Davey, just clarifying things. Paige says, doesn't surprise me they flipped to Sierra. I know. I mean, obviously, they said it in the beginning of the episode. This is what I talk about with the foreshadowing, whether there was going to be Brad or Sierra, which I guess is smart. You know what? Let's just talk about it. So the second alliance was going to Michaela, Ty, Sierra, Troyzan, and Brad. Michaela and Ty were questionable. So I put them in the second alliance just hesitantly. And they were planning on voting for Andrea. Now, out of Andrea and Sierra, who do you guys think is the bigger threat? So, oh, everybody's talking about a final three with all women. Tina Will says, I love Andrea, Ceri, and Aubrey in the final three. You guys, I love Ceri. I do. I've watched her seasons. She is a powerful player. In this season, I disagree. I don't think that she is doing much, you guys. Yes, she stood up for Michaela. Yes, she has stayed true to her alliances. I think in challenges, it's very, like, weak. I think that if she gets to the final three, if I was on the jury, would not vote for her. I think that I would probably swap Ceri with Sarah, because Sarah seems to be making more moves. But then this preview kind of switches things up for me. So I don't know. I could have a different opinion next week. But let me know who do you guys think was a bigger threat at the initial time, Sierra or Andrea? I think it's Andrea. Just saying. Because at that point, Sierra was, kind of on the low rungs and she was just pleading for anybody to work with. So when it comes to that, when you have that vote, I say use it, but that's just me. Then Sarah confesses that she was low key wanting that legacy idol, which is exactly what I touched up on, earlier. If I was Sarah, I'd be like, well, I'm going to vote out Sierra to get this legacy advantage. And she says it at the confessional, and I know when Sierra watches it, she's gonna be pissed. Wolf M says Michaela won't win. Tony Graham, thank you for joining us. Ceri for the win. Why? Please, okay. She is sly. She can talk and persuade better than almost anyone. Tony, I disagree. Please, in this season, explain to me, and don't think about her other seasons, because she, like I said, she was great in her other seasons, but please explain to me when she has persuaded anybody in these crazy ways this season, like where she has played as a game changer, because that's what this season is called. It's game changer. So I need you to be making game changer moves, but she hasn't. And I think Dorothy Banks agrees with me. She says she thinks Ceri has been flying under the radar too much, just like Aubrey. So it's like, you either play too safe or you don't play strong enough. Like, let me know. Like, guys, let me know. I just don't think it, Ceri just doesn't do it for me. Sorry. So then Sarah and Sierra, and I just want to talk about this really quick, have this conversation. Sierra tells Sarah about Michaela and Ty voting for Andrea. Sierra just made all kinds of mistakes in this episode, you guys. First, she told Sarah about her legacy idol. Then she told Sarah about Michaela and Ty voting for Andrea. I'm like, girl, did you not think that she wouldn't go back to them. They were, and I liked how Sarah didn't go back to them like all like guns a blazing, because she doesn't have the temper that Michaela does. But she did fish it out of them in a sly way by going back to Michaela and telling her that Sierra has a legacy idol. Now, if I was Michaela, I would have been like, okay, well, if she didn't promise to give it to anybody, I would probably be thinking, well, oh, wait, maybe Michaela, I can't remember. Guys, clock me on this. I don't think Sarah told Michaela that if Sierra gets voted out, she could leave the legacy advantage to somebody. I don't think that she did. Sierra was way too trusting in Sarah. I agree. Up until the end, you guys, up until the end. So let's talk about that really quick, because Tribal was kind of predictable. We kind of saw it coming. It was down to Sierra and Andrea. Sierra says four people who didn't get to go on reward got closer, kind of planting those seeds in there. Aubrey said that emotions can change this game somehow. And then Jeff threw it back to Sierra, and then Sierra throws out Andrea. And that's what I love about the Game Changers thing, is that they always have these crazy tribals where they just throw names out there. Sierra throws Andrea out, and she says she's stronger. She's stronger than me. She's won two immunity challenges, and she gets further in challenges, and I think she's a bigger threat. Fine. Michaela then goes in, and leave it to Michaela to just give us all the tea. Michaela goes in and says, we is relative. So whoever feels like they are the big W, you stick with the we until it turns around and bites you. And she says, I could very well be the we tonight. Tony Graham says Michaela is still loyal to Ceri. I think that she is too, Tony. I agree with you. But I don't think that Ceri, yes, Ceri saved Michaela, but I just don't think it was that big of a move. Like, you saved Michaela, kind of because you saw yourself in her, not because you wanted to get further in the game. Because if you did think it was going to get you further in the game, you would have been out and proud of saying, hey, I saved Michaela. This is who I'm working with. But instead, you're playing it under the radar. That's just my opinion. Wolf M says Sierra was just doing all she could to stay in the game. She was. And she said that. She said, I'm just throwing a Hail Mary out when she's talking to Sarah. And then Chelsea M says, Ceri has been playing socially here and there. I don't know exactly what I mean by that. Maybe under radar, but pops up once in a while. I still don't agree in the pops up once in a while, Chelsea M. I think that, you know, she has had her moments, but they haven't even been like crazy good moments, you know what I mean? And then Floral Capacity says Ceri distances herself from Michaela for strategic reasons. I get that. I do. Because she doesn't want the backlash that they would give to Michaela, because they say she's annoying, she has a temper, that they would turn on her. But at the same time, I need her to make a move. That's all I'm saying about Ceri, you guys. I just need her to make a bigger move. And I'm hoping in this next episode she does, based on the preview. So Andrea just shouts out that they're bluffing, which I'm glad she did, because after Michaela's whole speech, a lot of the people, especially with the Sandra vote, everybody was like bluffing in that one. And they didn't really catch on to it. But now everybody's like, they're just bluffing or not. We don't know. So I'm glad Andrea was like, they're just probably bluffing. I don't know. I'm just glad she said it. Sierra and Andrea know they both spoke to the same people. This is another thing that I liked about what Andrea said at this tribal. She said that I spoke to the same people that Sierra did, and I just hope that they're voting with me, because somebody's getting lied to. They're either lying to me or they're lying to Sierra. And then we come down to the votes, and Sierra is out. And her exit was great. She said, you know, it was a privilege playing with you guys. And I feel like everybody so far has had a very good exit on this show. I just feel like after 30 days, I would be so mad. I don't know if I would be able to keep such composure, because I would just be so mad. You know what I mean? I don't know. But then at the same time, it's just a game. Let me know how you guys would be if you got voted out after 30 days. 30 days you just spent in the jungle. You probably lost 14 pounds like Zeke. I would be pissed. And then what I loved is that they followed Sierra out, and she said that she's going to give the legacy advantage to Sarah. So she stayed true to her word, and she says, I hope that Sarah didn't vote for me. Now, this is what I want to ask you guys. You know that Sierra is going to watch these tapes back before, or not even before the final final vote. But I feel like when she gets up there, when they have their, if Sarah gets to the final three and Sierra is in the jury, she's going to get up there and she's going to ask Sarah that question. Did you vote for me the night that I gave you the legacy idol? And Sarah's going to be honest and tell her yes. Do we think that Sarah would continue to vote for her because she voted for her just to get that legacy idol? What do you guys think? I don't know. I don't know. I think, because I feel like, I just go back to Debbie, and I feel like Debbie would hold a grudge, but I don't know if Sierra would. You know what I mean? I feel like maybe Sierra would be a little bit more lenient and be like, hey, you played the game. Good for you. Nana Jackson says, Ceri will backstab Andrea. I wonder if Ceri will keep her word, trying to keep Michaela as the final three. See, that would be interesting. Seeing Ceri and Michaela in the top three together, I think would be interesting. Seeing them separately, Michaela, yes. Ceri, no. I can't see Ceri in the top three by herself. Brad was her bestie. How dare she give it to Seth? Right. Thank you, Tony. Oh gosh, I'm so glad that you brought that up. Because what happened to Brad? She like totally dissed Brad. Desi Girl agrees with me. She thinks that Sierra would hold a grudge, and you know she's pissed and she's not going to vote. Judy Hisu says that Sierra shouldn't vote for her if that happens. But Judy, don't you think that it was good gameplay though? Like, hey, you made a mistake in telling me, I'm gonna vote you out so I can get it. I mean, it's Survivor, you guys. Cutthroat. But I do agree with Tony. Why didn't she leave it to Brad? I thought that they were close. They have been close this entire time. Brad has literally voted and stood by Sierra's side from day one, and she didn't leave it to him. Tony, you are giving me life right now. I didn't even think about it like that, but that's amazing. Yeah, now that just makes me even more fired up, you guys, because I really think that she should have left it to Brad. Boo. And just a quick little note, you guys, before we wrap up, I got a little bit of slack. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago when I said that Brad, shouldn't. If he does get to the top three, he shouldn't win $1 million because he was a football player and he probably already has money. That I don't necessarily feel that way. Not backtracking. I had said if I was in the top three with him, that's the argument that I would use against him. Just because I think it's a logical and valid argument. I feel like if somebody who was a professional athlete I would want $1 million over them, and I would say anything that I needed to say, and I think it's a pretty valid argument. On top of that, Brad has put in, if he does get to the top three, he put in his 39 days too, so he needs props, and he has every right to win $1 million as anybody else, because he got there as well. So let me know what you guys think. Should I have gotten slack for that comment? Should I not have? I'm not afraid to be under fire. I like when you guys challenge me. I like when you guys let me know when I'm wrong and when you think that I'm wrong. And because I like Survivor is all about, you know, thinking outside the box and maybe, you know, thinking about other people's opinions other than yours. And that's what I love about this show. You guys are talking about an 8. I'm not sure what that is. Like, concerned with Todd and her Sierra would give her the legacy advantage. I know this is really annoying me talking out loud. I'm sorry. I just don't want it to be a dead silent, you guys. Desi Girl says Brad can't win. Desi Girl 96. He don't got the juice like that. Okay. Well, what do you mean by that, Desi Girl? Do you mean that he doesn't have the stamina to last till the end? Or what do you mean? Just clarify that a little bit for me, because I would love to have somebody who agrees with me in that. So, Sierra is out. I'm excited to see her exit interview Donna thought it was funny too. Her exit interview on Ponderosa. I'm excited to see her interaction with the other players who have already been eliminated, because I think what I loved about watching Zeke's Ponderosa was that they, like, embraced him. Davey Elmer says, I don't think Brad has much of a chance of winning. I don't know. I don't put it. This is Game Changers, you guys. I don't put anything. I don't even know who to call. The winner should be based on gameplay. Who needs the money? Not who needs the money. He should donate it to charity. Judy Azu, if you think this fool is going to donate to charity, I disagree with you. I feel like maybe some of it will go to charity, yes. But I think you're right. The winner should be based on gameplay. But if you think that that's true, do you think that Brad has played a strong enough game to win? Now that Sierra is gone, I don't care who wins. Shino123, I'm glad that somebody had a very strong opinion about Sierra as I did, because I really did like her. I think that now that she's out, I'm probably be going for Sarah, because I do like Sarah. I don't like what she did, but I can respect it. You know what I mean? I don't think, Chelsea M says, I don't think the jury will matter about money. I know, I just think that it's a pretty valid argument. That's all I'm saying. And Davey Elmer thinks that he doesn't think that Brad's done very much personally. True. So this preview was exciting. I'm going to wrap up here in a second. Michaela is like blackmailing Brad about an idol. Sari needs to make a crucial decision. And we were talking about that a little bit in the chat. Do we think Sari's relationship with Michaela is going to come to a head in next week's episode? I think it might. It might have something to do with her being in the middle of Michaela and Brad, because Brad didn't seem too happy about Michaela keeping him in check. But I guess we'll see. This was my first solo show here at AfterBuzz. I have everybody in the chat to thank for that, because thank you, Josh. Josh was my brilliant engineer for that. Thank you guys so much for keeping this conversation going. I know I probably was very annoying at sometimes.
As an engineer, I have to give you your props. A lot of people come on here by themselves and do not do what you just did. And I guarantee you everybody in the chat enjoyed themselves and enjoyed the after show. So I'm going to give you another round of applause.
See, thank you. Thank you, Josh. That's a standing ovation, by the way, you guys, because Josh loves me. That's my cousin from another mother. Once again, I just want to thank you guys in the chat, because you really kept this conversation going. You kept this fun for me. I love talking to you guys all the time. Tweet us, follow us on Twitter at AfterBuzzTV. Let us know what you thought about the episode and me solo hosting. Thank you guys so much. You can follow me everywhere at I Am Timothy Mike. I love you guys. Paige, thank you for being in the chat with me. I felt like you were here. Thank you so much, guys. This is our show. Have a good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.